welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to deepen your seat for dressage. So every dressage rider craves the deep, supple seat that all the pro riders have. But how do these riders make that deep seat look so easy and so natural? Well, like so many other aspects of dressage, that enviable deep seat is all down to hard work and application. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at what you'll need to do to deepen your seat for dressage. So firstly, why is a deep seat important for dressage? Well, as a dressage rider, your seat is one of your most important aids. So you need to have a supple, balanced seat that remains in close contact with the saddle so that you can use it to influence your horse. Now also, a deep seat enables your leg to become longer and more effective, and a longer leg can be wrapped around the horse's barrel, helping to support the horse through the use of half halts and asking for uniform bend through corners and around circles. Now, developing a deeper seat is all about relaxation and learning to use your body correctly. So try the following exercise. So step one, first of all, take away your stirrups so that you're not tempted or able to stand up in them. And then begin in halt and lift your toes and feel your calf muscle stretch. Now that will help you put your heels down, but uses a different muscle group than which you would use if you had your stirrups. Now this is vital for both the stability of your lower leg and for giving aids to your horse. And step two, now push your hip forward slightly so that it pushes your thigh forward and down to make it more vertical. Now another way to achieve this is to push your knee back and down. But this action will effectively lengthen your thigh, although the effect comes from your hips and your core. Now, step number three, your seat shouldn't move in the saddle. Now, it's more about engaging the correct muscles in your core and opening out your hips so that your seat bones are neutral underneath you and positioned over your lower leg. So, hold your flexed calf against your horse and lift it very slightly, as if you were trying to bunch the saddle flap under your leg without squeezing the horse. Now, if you've done the exercise correctly, you'll feel your core muscles engage and you will find that your seat is more in the saddle. Now, compare that feeling to when you push down in your stirrups, which will push your seat further out of the saddle. So moving on to step number four, take your stirrups back, and your toes should be light on your stirrups while still in contact with them, and you should feel that you're attached to your saddle as opposed to being perched on top of it. And then practice at the walk, holding the muscles whilst allowing your seat to follow the horse's movement. Now be careful not to put too much effort into squeezing your body in an effort to hold your leg, because squeezing will only prevent your seat from following the horse's movement and can even stop the horse too. So practice isolating the muscles you need and relax anything else that you can feel yourself squeezing. Now learning which muscles you need to use to hold your position and how to relax your seat and lower back simultaneously is crucial to master when you're in the walk before you move on to the trot and canter. So step number five, once you're confident and able to hold the correct position in the walk, then try the same exercise in canter. Now, canter is the next easiest gait, as the gentle rocking motion of the horse is easier to follow than the bouncier action of the trot. Now, once you have this technique working in canter, you'll cure the bouncing seat and swinging lower leg that comes from pushing down against the stirrups rather than relaxing into them. So, lift your toes, lengthen your thigh, lift your calf to bunch the saddle flap, and follow the horse's movement, and repeat. And finally, step number six, moving on to do this exercise in trot. Now, the same technique works in both sitting and rising trot. However, releasing the push against the stirrups is very challenging if you find it difficult to follow the movement of the trot. Now, if you have difficulty sitting to the trot, Then try this exercise rising, but without your stirrups, so that you can't use them to push from. And then this will stop your legs from moving and will keep your seat in closer contact with the horse. Now, if you do find that you are drawing your legs up too far, especially in sitting trot, then push your hips forward to lengthen your thigh, and that will keep your leg underneath you. So now let's look at some problems that may arise, as well as solutions on how to fix them. So problem number one is that your horse is on the forehand. Now, if your horse is inclined to work on the forehand and become heavy in the contact, you'll find that he is pulling you forwards and off your seat bones. Now, this usually happens because you brace your shoulders against the horse's pulling, and this has the effect of making you become rigid through your whole body, and the tiniest pull from the horse will upset your upper body balance, which will bring you off your seat. So instead of bracing your shoulders, think of lowering your elbows, dropping your shoulders, and engaging your core muscles. Now, even though the horse is trying to pull you forward, your weight will shift to the back of your feet, pulling your seat back into the saddle. So in the meantime, you can use the horse's habit of pulling against you to actively deepen your seat instead of unbalancing you. But if your horse is working on the forehand, this is also a problem that you need to correct. So please search our podcast archives for the episode, How to Get Your Horse Off the Forehand. So problem number two is giving the rein without lightening your seat. So when you're teaching the horse to work more in self-carriage, you will periodically want to give the rein. Now, when you release your contact, you will need a secure anchor to prevent you from tipping forwards out of the saddle. So keep your shoulders anchored whilst allowing your hand slightly forward, and that will make the release of the contact more secure. So imagine that you can allow your hand forward only when you maintain the stability of your shoulders and back, and this will encourage a deeper seat whilst you ride with a lighter contact. Now, releasing the contact is not about giving up tension through your core. Rather, giving the contact is a stretching movement that requires more positive tension of your core muscles. And riding in that way with a strong core and a positive tension will help your horse to feel that he needs less support from your rein, which will in turn discourage him from leaning on you and promote more of the self-carriage that we're looking for. So now let's talk about the rider's seat and Pilates. Now, many top dressage riders now swear by Pilates as an exercise that can help them with flexibility and core strength. Because riders' muscles that surround the pelvis and hip joints often go into low-grade spasm as a protective mechanism, and that can negatively impact your riding position. Now, in this article on our website, we have some exercises that are designed to help normalise your basic spinal and pelvic mechanics before you ride. So if you want to check them out, please head over to howtodressage.com and search for the article How to Deepen Your Seat for Dressage. So to wrap this episode up, as you can see, developing a deeper seat for dressage riding is not something that you can achieve overnight. So practice the exercises that we have discussed to help you achieve a supple, balanced and deeper seat that you can use to influence your horse's way of going. Now, if you have any other hints and tips or exercise that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.